Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The White House has okayed access for President-elect Joe Biden to begin receiving the same daily intelligence briefing as the one prepared for President Trump. For his part today, Biden signaled to the world that things are about to change in the U.S., starting with his national security and foreign policy team.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table, ready to confront our adversaries and not reject our allies.
Among Biden's national security and diplomatic appointments, longtime advisor Antony Blinken as Secretary of State, for Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas and former Secretary of State John Kerry to hold a newly created cabinet-level senior climate post on the National Security Council. It was a record day on Wall Street. The Dow closed at 30,045 points, gaining 454 points. President Trump today surprised reporters with an impromptu appearance in the White House briefing room, where he congratulated his own administration for the stock market's burst. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more.
President Trump has been largely keeping out of the public eye. The White House gave very little notice for what turned out to be just a minute-long appearance, where President Trump touted a historic milestone for the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it.
Trump noted it was the highest level in history and thanked his administration for its hard work. He then left the room without taking any questions, ignoring the frustrated reporters who were shouting unanswered questions about whether he would concede the election. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Twitter says prominent users who repeatedly abuse the platform will now be stripped of the coveted verified status. NPR's Bobby Allen has more on the crackdown on so-called blue check marks.
In 2017, Twitter verified the account of a white nationalist leader, sparking outrage. Twitter said the blue checks were just authenticating an account. Critics said it looked like an endorsement. Since then, Twitter halted its verification program. Now it is relaunching it and will accept new applications. Twitter says it will also step up efforts to unverify those who abuse the platform, including fringe news organizations. Violations include engaging in harassment and hate speech or spreading misinformation that could cause harm. Twitter has verified public health experts in recent months to help amplify messaging about the coronavirus. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
The NASDAQ closed at 12,036, up 156 points. This is NPR News. Starting today, Cubans can no longer get money from abroad through Western Union. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports hundreds of the cash transfer stores were forced to close due to sanctions imposed by the Trump administration.
The Trump administration has banned all financial transactions with Cuba, where money is run through the state's Galleza company, operated by Cuba's military. U.S. officials say Cuba's military supports Venezuela and its leader, Nicolas Maduro, whom the U.S. has deemed illegitimate. Western Union has operated in Cuba for more than 20 years, with more than 400 offices throughout the island. Cuba doesn't release official figures on how much money is sent from abroad. Economists say it's in the billions of dollars annually, with half coming from the U.S. The loss of those dollars will hit Cubans hard. The ruling party's unyielding grip on the economy, along with the more than 200 measures the Trump administration has taken against the regime, have crippled the economy. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Amid public health reminders to restrict holiday gatherings as coronavirus cases surge, the White House is preparing for Trump administration holiday events. An 18-and-a-half-foot tall Fraser fir was delivered by horse-drawn carriage to the White House. The president delivered the traditional pardon of a couple of fluffy turkeys. And Christmas and Hanukkah events are being planned. The First Lady's office says there will be precautions. Johns Hopkins researchers estimate 12.5 million COVID cases nationally, with close to 260,000 deaths in the U.S. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.